after that. But no, Tony is such a good person. People will walk through fire for him. And I think that was the case before. I think it became public after the death of James that was the case. But he is such a unique and unusual person to be coaching an NFL team. You remember the stories of the Vermeils and the Joe Gibbs sleeping in cots in their office at night and sure. Trying to outwork the next guy, getting in at 5 in the morning and leaving at 11 o'clock at night. Tony Dungy still drives his kids to school every day, and then he goes into work. I mean, football for him is a job. It's not his life.
That was Rick Goslin from the Dallas Morning News from our show earlier this week about Tony Dungy. We're going to talk with Jeremy Schapp coming up in a few minutes from ESPN about his new book launching today, Triumph. Barnes & Noble has it on their website about the life of Jesse Owens and the particular challenge and confrontation with Nazi Germany, the 1936 Olympics. I actually played in that stadium in the first football game on the continent of Europe in Berlin. And Jeremy Schapp is with us now. Jeremy, it's a big day for you. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Nick. I appreciate it.
You know, they say that journalists don't do a lot of research. You know, the criticism is they don't go in depth. But this is a book that is a labor of love. But you went into great detail in this book, didn't you?
Well, you had to. I mean, the story has been so obscured by the passage of time, and it was covered so thoroughly when it was taking place. For me, it was really quite enjoyable. I love the research process. It's fun for me. I love kind of immersing myself in the old newspaper stories and the columns of the time and the magazines and the contemporaneous accounts of what was going on. Much like in the last book I wrote about Jim Braddock and Max Baer, there was so much colorful stuff written by the sports writers of the time. That was a great resource for me. And this story, unlike that story, is really broad in a political and social context.
Absolutely.
And all of it I found fascinating.
And heaven forbid we actually go into history and maybe learn something from the lessons of history itself. When we come back, Jeremy Schapp from ESPN, often somebody who co-hosts Outside the Lines, one of the more thoughtful people in sports, on his book Triumph, on the story of Jesse Owens at the 1936 Olympics and more. Stay with us.